And joining us live once again on the phone, our friend Dawnell Yoder. She is here to tell us about her new book. She is an author of Clutter Decline by God's Design. Good morning again, Dawnell.
Good morning. Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. You talked earlier about how one of the truths that you really wanted to share in this book is what God's will is for our particular lives. How does clutter in our life keep us from living out God's will for our life?
Well, I believe, first and foremost, our homes are often used for ministry, not only to other people, but it's a place where we refresh and rejuvenate our own souls so that we can go out into the community and be a witness and a light. And often people find themselves under so much clutter. It's stressful. It's depressing. They no longer want to have guests in their home. And it can just be sort of this vicious cycle of just sort of sucking the life out of people. And they just don't live up to the potential then that God has created in them. And I also have found that schedules are another thing. People have overloaded schedules, cluttered schedules, if you want to say, and they don't leave the time to manage their things, and they don't leave the time to spend time with the Lord. So getting all of these things in order just really helps us to fulfill that purpose God has for us.
So in your 20 years of professional organizing, home staging, and helping people declutter, what are a couple of things that we could take with us, a couple of maybe ideas that can help us declutter now?
Ah, good question. You know, it's always a good place to think about things coming in your home. Shopping is where we begin. And so if you're out shopping and you see something really great, but you know you don't have room to store it, you know you don't have room for it on the kitchen counter, you might want to double think if you really want to take that item home. The other thing I always tell people, especially in your closets, use the one-in, one-out rule. When you get a new shirt, let an old one go. When you get a new pair of shoes, let an old pair go. So that just really keeps this whole idea of bringing things in, but also donating things, letting things go when it's time, will keep our house manageable, because the less stuff we have to manage, the easier it is to manage.
We're talking to author, speaker, professional organizer, Dawnell Yoder. She's written a book, Clutter, Decline by God's Design, learning to use the principles of God's Word to declutter your home, your schedule, and your soul. I love that little tagline, Dawnell. If folks want to get your book or want to find out more information, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. They can find the book on Amazon.com, and I am also available. I do have a Facebook page under Clutter Decline, and people could reach out to me if they have any questions or want to schedule a time for me to speak, to come into their mom's group or anything like that. I'd be happy to do that.
So check Dawnell out on Facebook, Clutter Decline. Is that the one we're looking for?
That's correct. Clutter Decline / Dawnell Yoder.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Check it out. Dawnell, we love talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
We love finding out about your book, Clutter Decline by God's Design. We encourage our listeners, something they can find out more information about on Amazon or on Dawnell's Facebook page. Dawnell, Merry Christmas
Merry
to you.
Christmas.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas to you, too.